This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you're on Facebook and you're in Port Augusta, you've probably seen people getting themselves a bit worked up on rant and rave about council rates, which is understandable. It's every council area has their rates concerns. I'm joined by Dan Vanos-Pelican, Minister for Energy and also Member for Stuart, because I want to talk about renewable energy projects and apparently the lack of rates that they pay. Dan, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much, Jordan.
So is this correct? Renewable energy projects don't have to pay council rates?
Yeah, there's legislation in place that's been around for 20 years or so, which means that the infrastructure associated with renewable energy projects, so that could be wind farms, solar farms, transmission lines, substations, all those sorts of things, do not pay council rates. That is a fact, and that's being considered at the moment, whether that should change or not.
Of course, I can understand that being, I guess, an incentive for more renewable projects to get underway.
Well, look, I think it probably was an incentive when it was put in. It was well before my time. It probably also was something that nobody really thought back then was going to be a particularly big deal, because there wasn't much renewable energy generation going on around the place. But certainly now, we all know in you know, the Upper Spencer Gulf, Port Pirie, Port Augusta, Whyalla, there are renewable energy projects springing up, you know, all over the place, and that's a very good thing in most ways. And so now it is an issue for serious consideration should that law be changed.
Hmm. And I guess the other thing is renewable projects are also becoming more and more profitable, so you can't imagine that having to pay council rates would affect the operations too greatly?
No, look, I wouldn't think so, to be honest. And I guess let me be clear here. The legislation that prevents the charging is covered by the Treasurer. It's not really anything to do with renewable energy. It's actually a taxing matter. So the Treasurer handles that. But in my role as Minister for Energy and Mining, obviously I'm very interested in what impact it might have on renewable energy and other sources of energy. And let me be really clear, I do not think that if these projects and their associated infrastructure were charged council rates or something similar, I do not think that it would slow them down or it would impede investment. I'm not concerned about that at all from my role as an energy minister. But again, I say it's a Treasurer's decision, because it's actually about a new charge or a new tax.
Mm. And of course, as the member for Stuart, Port Augusta comes under your jurisdiction, and people in Port Augusta obviously have had a complicated history with local council and council rates. You can understand their frustrations when projects like these that do take up a lot of space and I guess resources don't have to pay rates like they do.
Yeah, look, I certainly share that that frustration. I mean, I'm a ratepayer myself, of course, and look, nobody wants to pay any more council rates or state or federal government tax. Nobody wants to pay any more than they absolutely have to, and that's quite rational and sensible, and we would all fit into that category. Certainly, there are understandable concerns about the levels of council rates that people pay. And when they see very, very large organisations like the companies that own and operate the wind and the solar farms not paying rates on those projects, it's a very logical thing to ask why. And the councils, the central region of councils throughout the state, which is you know, our Upper Spencer Gulf area and the mid-north and down into the Clare Valley and the lower north of the state, they put a proposal forward to Vicky Chapman, who is the Minister for Local Government. She has put a proposal forward to Rob Lucas as the Treasurer, and he's not responded to that proposal yet. I know he's getting you know, very serious consideration. Today, of course, is budget day, so he's probably got a few other things on his mind. But I would expect him to respond to that you know, very, very quickly. And let people know what he thinks about this new tax.
Mm. And of course, like you said, today is budget day. Is there anything you know of that could be announced that we can look forward to for the Upper Spencer Gulf?
Well, actually, there is. There's a lot that I know of which will be announced, which would be terrific for the Upper Spencer Gulf. But, Jordan, you'll understand I can't say anything about that until after the budget is delivered. It'll be round about 3:15 or 3:30 in Parliament today that the Treasurer will make his budget speech. As much as I'd love to share information, that would be inappropriate, and I'm not going to do that. So sorry, I can't give you a big scoop on that, but really happy to talk about those things after the budget's been delivered today, if you'd like.
No worries. Well, we might just leave it there then. Dan, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks as always, Jordan.
That was Dan Vanos-Pelikan, Member for Stewart, Minister for Energy and Mining on your Classic It's Breakfast.